The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation are for the patients of the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health. Medications should be used as prescribed by your IVF physician. We're here today with Shalini Gunawardena from the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. Shalini, take it away.
Great. Thank you, Deborah. To help facilitate the process, you may find it beneficial to print out the following PowerPoint presentation and follow along. Hello and welcome to everyone. The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation outlines the steps needed to reconstitute and administer the injection for HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin, 3,300 units. This podcast was developed by the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health for those patients undergoing an IVF cycle. Please take a moment now to confirm that HCG, 3,300 units, has been prescribed for you, and that you have opened the correct podcast and PowerPoint presentation. If this is not the correct podcast and PowerPoint presentation, or you have not been prescribed HCG 3,300 units, please exit this presentation and identify the correct dosing option that your physician has prescribed for you. If this is the correct dose, then let's begin. Please go to slide 2 of the PowerPoint presentation titled General Injection Instructions, Getting Ready. Getting Ready. Gather all medications, syringes, and any additional supplies you may need. Choose a flat surface, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Clean the flat surface with alcohol and let air dry. In the meantime, wash your hands with antibacterial soap. Set up your supplies on the flat surface. Distractions can occur during the process, so finding a quiet area in the house to perform the injection can eliminate the possibility of error. HCG has been prescribed for you tonight because you are now ready for your IVF egg retrieval. This medication is used to help mature the eggs you have developed during your IVF cycle. This injection is of great importance to the outcome of your IVF cycle and must be taken specifically as directed. Your IVF case manager has provided you with a specific time to take this HCG injection. The timing of your HCG injection has been determined based on the timing of your egg retrieval, which occurs 35 to 37 hours following your HCG injection. So it is very important that you take your HCG at the designated time. After you have completed the HCG injection, if you experience any problems or have any questions regarding the injection, please contact your IVF case manager at your corresponding IVF center first thing in the morning. Now, please move on to slide number 4. Materials needed for HCG mixing and administration. You will need one 10,000 unit vial of human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG. This box contains two vials, one HCG medication powder and one vial of diluent, or sterile water. In addition to the medication, you will need one 3-milliliter syringe with 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle already attached for mixing. To inject, you will need either a 30-gauge 1/2-inch needle if you've been asked to take your medication subcutaneously, or one 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle if taking intramuscularly. Please pause the podcast now to determine if you've been asked to take your injection as a subcutaneous or intramuscular. This should have been discussed with you at the time you received your preoperative HCG instructions from your IVF case manager. You are now ready to move to the next slide, titled Mixing Instructions for 3,300 units of HCG. You are now ready to begin the reconstitution process. Open the 3-milliliter, 22-gauge, 1.5-inch syringe and needle. Please tighten the needle in place to ensure a proper seal. Take off the needle cap. Introduce the needle into the vial of diluent or sterile water through the rubber stopper and turn the vial upside down. Ensure that the needle always remains under the level of water in the vial. Pull down on the plunger and fill the syringe to the 3-milliliter mark. Withdraw the needle from the vial. With the needle aimed towards the ceiling, tap the syringe. This will cause any air bubbles to rise towards the needle. Depress the plunger and expel the air pocket. If additional fluid is needed to reach the 3-milliliter level, reintroduce the needle into the vial and repeat the process. Once you have confirmed that you have the 3 milliliters of diluent in the syringe, throw away the diluent vial to prevent confusion later in the process. Now that you have 3 milliliters of diluent in the syringe, introduce the needle into the HCG powder vial and inject the diluent slowly. With the needle still in the HCG powder vial, gently rotate the vial until the HCG powder has dissolved into a clear liquid. It does not dissolve as quickly as other medications you may have used in the cycle. It is important that you do not shake the vial, as this can produce bubbles, which makes it harder to ensure you withdraw the desired dose of medication. Turn the vial upside down and withdraw only 1 milliliter of the dissolved medication. Please remember to keep the needle below the level of the fluid. Once 1 milliliter of dissolved medication is withdrawn from the vial, take out the needle. With the needle pointed towards the ceiling, pull down on the plunger. Create an air pocket at the top of the syringe. Twist off the 1.5-inch needle that you have used for mixing the medication. If you have been asked to take your medication as a subcutaneous injection, now replace the mixing needle with a 30-gauge half-inch needle and proceed to the podcast titled Administration of a Subcutaneous Injection. If you have been instructed to administer your medication as an intramuscular injection, replace the mixing needle with another 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle, and now proceed to the podcast titled Giving an Intramuscular Injection. That now concludes the podcast for mixing and reconstitution of 3,300 units of HCG. We will now proceed to the Frequently Asked Questions section of the podcast.
Okay, frequently asked questions. Does the needle have to go all the way into the injection site?
Yes. We want to make sure that the needle is introduced all the way to the hub of the needle in order to ensure that all the medication is delivered, as well as to decrease the potential for any type of irritation at the injection site.
What if I miss taking my HCG dose at my assigned time? Is that a problem?
It can be. HCG is the most important injection you will take throughout your IVF cycle. And following the instructions outlined by your case manager for the designated time is critical, because it is timed for retrieval 35 to 37 hours later. So as long as you are administering the medication within a 2-hour window of time, meaning you remember within 2 hours of the designated time, then you can go ahead and inject, and it's critical that you contact your case manager first thing the following morning to report this. If it is greater than 2 hours since the designated time of the HCG injection, do not administer the medication. Please wait till the following morning, contact the case manager, and your physician and the case manager will determine whether you should proceed with another injection or what time it should be taken.
Am I required to purchase all of my IVF medications at the start of my IVF cycle, or can I order half now and half later?
It can be done in two parts. However, it will be your responsibility to make sure you have that you know what medications you have at all times. You'll be coming to the clinic for numerous visits throughout your IVF cycle, and knowing how much medication you have at home and communicating that to your case manager will ensure that you never run out of medication.
And does my HCG medication need to be refrigerated?
HCG is one of a few medications that you actually do not need to refrigerate. If you ever have any questions regarding or are worried that the efficacy of your medication is not what it should be, please contact the pharmacy where you purchase the medication and address the question to the pharmacist directly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.